So what you really have to do is you just have to really understand that you just have to get out in this world. It's like I walk through neighborhoods and I see the effects of gentrification. I see the effects of continued violence because for some strange reason, we, as black people only, we have this idea that we have to not only systematically, but mentally, emotionally, physically, destroy each other. And the rising epidemic is abandonment issues. The simple fact that, and this is, I've always been a person of mental health. I've gradually grown to love it a lot more as I started going through my own mental. Now I'm understanding my medicine. I'm learning that I actually have to a lot of some stuff. Like this day, I'll be jittery, I'll be talking loud, and I realize like people feel scared, like I'm going to hurt them. I don't want to hurt nobody. And you know, another reason that went into our divorce was that I don't exactly remember the date. You know, I remember as I asked my soon-to-be ex-wife to tear apart. And another thing is that I don't want my wife to take her last name away because she never knew her father. And that last name was nothing good for her life except for hurt her and make her feel like she cannot hold on to a man because of her own issues, because her not having a father because he overdosed, or her mother being on crack, or her having to be the oldest woman and not being able to be a child. But those aren't issues that went into our divorce. Those are issues that were raised and improved and esteemed because I didn't live up to the expectations of what a husband was going to do. Because I didn't know what it was going to do. What I can do, like most, a lot of people do right now, is blame their parents. My mother's not here anymore for me to ask her questions that, for some strange reason, after all this time, I have the balls to ask. And then I feel like I'm putting it all on my father. He doesn't deserve it. Because one great thing about my father that he passed down to me is never allowing your child to get up for struggle, frustration, by someone you have child. And yes, having the women who I had it with, that's what I'm my biggest regret. Yo, what? I told you I got you, man. It was busy down there. Who's this? Your wife?
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm Julian from Philadelphia. Diane?
Yeah.
Guess what my mom's name was? Diane.
Damn.
Yeah, brother. Two of you. It's for you and your wife. It was for me and you, but I didn't know she was here. I got three.
I appreciate you, bro.
If you ever see me, if she ever was by herself, tell her she can trust me. I got you. So if you see me, don't feel like you gotta give me anything. That's my homie. Okay, yeah. It's two of them. One for you.
Okay, bro.
Hey, y'all be safe.
Hey, you be safe, bro.
Protect her, man.
Oh, all right.
Because her name's Diane. That means a lot now. My mom was Diane. She was murdered. So I got you. Take care of her, brother. All right, y'all. Love both of y'all. And that's crazy that her name was Diane. And I'm about to cry. Because why would this...
Is this so fucking joke, man? Yo, why would school tell me she must be dying? Yo, mama, you're so sad. I said, don't touch you. Nobody protected you. Not my father. as your father, and then your brothers, and your uncles and your cousins, not even your own son, to protect you from what happens to you. I'm so sorry. Why would somebody do this to my mom? Just had a mental illness. She did not deserve to die. And she did not deserve it. Hold on, my friend. She was a bad bitch, man. And I know you've never been disappointed in me. You always been happy. People get mad when I say my mom was dead. But it's like, you gotta own that shit, man. You gotta own it, man. That woman didn't want to get back there. Nobody wants to get back there. I don't want to be a weed head. What's the difference? What's the difference? I'm going to ask y'all a question. What's the difference between somebody who does cocaine and somebody who does crack? I think you're cool. Absolutely nothing. And you're like, wow. Seriously? Yes. Because for you to be able to sell crack in a black community. Shout out to Snowfall. Shout out to Little. Shout out to it's like I'm in a great mind here. I'm not even telling y'all the best thing that happened about me. I was meant to. I had a destination. And also I had to make sure that I took care of something. The universe blessed me to meet, because she wasn't there before. And you thought I wasn't coming back. And I brought two. One for him, one for her. Glass bottles, Coca-Cola and Pepsi. I don't even know how I did this shit before, man. I did this at work. So it was like, how can I be back there? How can I be with monsters that people are telling me I am at this present moment? How can I apologize to people while I was in a mental state where I could not hope? Oh my god, I can't believe he murdered her. Oh my god, his wife, I can't believe he murdered her husband. I can't believe that lady Renee Zellweger played on did that to that other lady for her money. The difference is that people hate. But they don't want to understand. They hate things like anything regarding tell nobody mental health. It's a trick word. Because it's like, how can you be an advocate for mental health and gaslight people of mental health? On me.
sorry, y'all. I think, hopefully it's still recording. I was trying to do a reel. And the difference between me and people in cars right now is like cars are something that was invented. And that's what you got to think about. And that's why I tell people, I'm smarter than you. I don't say it to be an asshole. I don't say it to be sarcastic. I don't say it to be mean. I don't say it to be rude. I don't say it to be inferior. Because if that's the case, I need to put a white hood on my head and put a cross on my chest and put my hand out to the, cock it to the side and say hi, Hitler. Because for you to have some type of place in this world as someone who feeling and thinking that you're better than somebody and actually being, you can't be better than somebody. Because who's weighing that scale? Dummy. Dickhead. So what you got to do is think about it like this. Now, if I tell you I'm smarter than you and you get offended, come on, let's have a pop quiz. Let's see who's smarter. Let's go on Jeopardy together. Family Feud's a thing still, right? What's up, Crickets? And you got to remember, like, we invented... It's a full moon, y'all. It's been a full moon for like 3 days. So, I'm just walking. Hold on. Now, as I'm looking at the moon, I'm trying to figure out what this particular part is called. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do my episode. I figure, I'll walk. Hey, it's a good time. I need to map this joint before I get there and they're closed. I was definitely going the wrong way. I would have been chalked. Yo, I'm gonna call this part Crossroads. Because right now where I'm at, this reminds me of Supernatural. First of all, okay. Ain't no way in hell my black ass is putting any type of box. No, only box I'm playing is my man. Yeah, y'all know the song. It's fucking late, y'all. No, the joke will be called The Box now. See, I don't mean to say I'm smart. People will be mad. Or should I say I'm smart? All right, now the moon's behind me. Boom. Guess which direction I'm going. Let me make sure, because I don't want to look like a dickhead. How can I tell? I can't. It's been so long. That's the thing about being old. I actually need to start. Matter of fact, I'm about to download Compass. So when the world ends, y'all niggas need to come see me, because now I'm about to learn how to use the compass when I walk. Matter of fact, it's going to be compass, because it's going to be everything. Now, crazy part is tomorrow. I figured out, yo. Alright, so I think, it's like northwest, westwest. I fucks with this drone now, too. I'm about to learn how to use it. Only reason I thought about this, because shortly earlier, she was like, I'm about the earth and shit. And nature, the crazy part is I still bang with her, because she real. And I'm going to tell y'all in a whole different other episode. So right now I'm walking back. I just want to let y'all know what I see, okay? It's a Tesla. I still got 2 hours of club right here. And somehow I'm going to be, hopefully there's no cover for me. But I'm about to finagle some shit. They got a Tesla, like two Teslas, Mercedes-Benz. What's that shit called? Toyota Camry. It's a BMW joint. I don't know them like that, but my car, forever and always, my first car I get. I'm gonna look at the auctions if I can find the old Porsche and start working on it. Deal breaker. I'm on it because I wanna get my own and put my own stuff in, like actual parts. Try to figure out how to do that. I'm actually going to. There you go. It's gonna be my first actual project as a human being. No, actually, when I grew up, I actually would put computers together. Shout out to my Uncle Dexter for actually teaching me that. He is a smart dude, but like all of us, we suffer from mental health issues. My whole entire family, my mom and them, they suffer from that because my grandma used to drink and beat them. But I'm about to go in the club, y'all. Let's see if I could. I'm learning that I gotta take a second. Yeah, the good part about looking like people always be like, oh, I'm gonna start saying people because I had to call off a lot of people that are important to me because I just felt like they weren't really fucking with my energy at this present moment because I'm coming across people like me. And they just want to be understood. They want to be, and we just sit there and talk. And to a normal person, I had to agree. We probably sound crazy. But now I'm on my medicine right. I learned that by myself. Nobody told me that. Like, people want me to go to clinics and all that, but what happened before you had medicine? Like, when was medicine invented? Was it, like, always there? Like, we were poom cavemen that had machines that spin vitals. Shout out to Dr. Stone, and that's why people really be looking at anime like it's fucking corny. But it's like, bro, it's so much violence I can look at that it triggers my own shit in life. Like, a lot of niggas, unless you grew up rich, you have some bread, you have some family, you have some bread, you always had issues. Like, you had roaches, you had stuff like that. So it's like, you have to. What's up, fam? Hey, how you doing? So, and it's just like, it's about, and it's like, it's crazy that a lot of women down here, especially black women, be walking around by themselves. They feel like they can't hold the man because the man has no candle. I see men down here sitting in a passenger seat. It's like, wow, bro, chicks change oils. I'm about to have a chick just change. Hey, fix this Porsche for me. At that point, what am I here for? And that's the thing. Like, I'm coming across women who be like, no, you can't pump my gas. I'm like, man, my mom would kill me. Which I was the club on. Hey. Watch my name get me in. To get in?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I knew it was. I gotta come back another time. Why none of my $20 is a grip. I ain't got that. Magic. look beautiful. You want me to take a picture for y'all? I'm sorry, I'm from Philly, so when you see beautiful women, especially together, you know y'all gonna keep each other safe, because niggas out here ain't shit. Nah, I'm from Philadelphia, so my mom would beat my ass if I don't pump your gas, I think.
I like that.
See how I said that? What's up, y'all? Anybody know who can figure that? I'm from Philadelphia, so I don't mind talking to y'all. Okay, cool. Y'all have a good night. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry to bring up on y'all like that. I really apologize. Like, I understand now, knowing what I went through, my homie. This fool was in my crib. This fool been around my life. See, the thing is, like, people do what they want to. And it's like, yeah, my kids too. But our boys are boys. They're turning into men. And I've told them how they're defending themselves mentally, spiritually. And if anything else happens, I gave them niggas the tools. And I gave them more options. So if you want to
Okay.
Yes. Do you know how much is the cover fee to get in?
Oh, it's 20.
I don't know why my bouncers are picking the phone up. Is there any whacking? It's like
just go to the front door, you're gonna see the dog guy, just speak to him, he's gonna help you out.
Thank you, I appreciate it. What's your name, sir?
My name is Moses.
Moses, so when I do my podcast, I just got divorced. So there's an Onyx in Philadelphia.
Right.
It's my favorite strip club. So I like to spend my first night as a single man in Onyx, sir.
I'll feel you, man.
Mr. Moses, you have a great night. Please protect yourself.
Yes, sir.
Keep your head on the swivel and stay black, brother.
All right, appreciate it.
I'll see you again in life, man.
Yes, sir.
Just talk. What's his name again?
What'd
you say? What's the gentleman's name again inside?
I don't know what's up, dog.
You said, I know, but you said, I could talk to him, but the person you said, just so I know who I'm looking for.
I don't know his name, but just go there, you're going to see him. Just speak to him.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so all I can get is a no. All I can get is a no, right? That's it, man. Thank you for helping me. Yo, by just talking to somebody, now that you know that you're not out here being a fucking creep, you just want to get him out. I want to just get him out. Watch this. This probably make me to the big time. Now I see what my man Kevin, he was on his own. talk to you. Where you from?
I'm from the north side.
Of Texas?
Houston, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I know you've seen some trauma.
For sure.
Yes, sir. So that's what I talk about, man. Whatever trauma, my mom was murdered 5 years ago, bro.
Oh, damn.
Stabbed in her basement.
Damn.
So if you understand what it is, you stabbed your mother?
Yeah.
Imagine losing her brother before her time. Like, somebody killed her. Yeah. My mom survived being on crack and everything, brother.
Yeah.
So I say that to say that I'm going to be real with you, bro. I got $20 to my name. I just got my wife 6 years just divorced me. Not because she was out here doing stuff. She had to do it because I wasn't there for it, because my mom died the first year of marriage. There's an Onyx in Philly, and I could go to like one of these sleazy ones, but I really want to try to experience it here. Is there anything? I know the cover fee is 20. Is there anything I could pay less to get in, maybe? If not, I could come back another night when I have like tomorrow.
You need to stop.
I'm sorry, I'm pawning this tomorrow. It's $90 at the pawn joint on the west side. At this time, I gotta do what I gotta do to live my life, bro. I got two sisters and everything, so I got a daughter, bro. Like, I'm really about that life, man. This is my daughter, man. That's my little girl, my heart, bro. So, I'm sorry.
I'll just come back another night, man.
I'll come back tomorrow, man. I'll check you out.
Because the dope fee, honestly, ain't got nothing to do with
me. I know, bro. I know.
But if you do come tomorrow,
Hopefully, I will see you tomorrow, brother. Stay safe so I can see you tomorrow.
Of course.
Yes, stay black. I'll give you my information tomorrow.
What's up? Mm-hmm.
You too, brother. You a Rockets fan? What's your team? Football?
Pittsburgh a little bit.
Where's that at?
Pittsburgh.
And what state? Pennsylvania. No, you're fine, bro. You from Texas, a big ass state, bro. You good, bro. Ain't no problem. That's why I'm here. Because somebody else is trying to play you like a dickhead. Like, we supposed to educate each other. I'll see you tomorrow, homie. Is there anything I can get you tomorrow, like a drink or something? Hey, I'll see you. The thing is, yo, I really wanted to go to Onyx tonight. I'm going to be real with you. But here's the thing. This is what I did. It's 2:20 in the morning. I'm pretty tired. I've done everything that I wanted to do tonight. I've looked at the full moon. I learned starting how to look at the compass, because I remember as a child, but fucking technology. But now, so all right, so cool. Bam, I'm out of Onyx. We were going like what, like northwest. So damn ads. So now we're going like south. Cool. So I just want to thank everybody who's really like stuck by me. You know, I know in the beginning of my life, I say life because I, from what I remember, wasn't my, it's certain parts of my childhood. So yeah, I love everybody. I love life. I love the ability to just be who you want to be. I love my daughter. I still love my wife. I'm frustrated because I could have avoided all of this. And I read text messages, and I used to be real petty and not realizing that she's hurting. Her expectations are shocked. And that ain't nobody's fault except for myself.
How do you fix that? What do you do? That's the crazy part. All you could do now is just not be a nomad. You're just for a nomad, I like, get off the grid.
I don't want to be off the grid. I just want to be left alone so I can figure out how I can be around people again. Because people deserve better.
I guess I have to figure out what is better for me. Because all I'm doing right now is telling people about themselves the same things that they've told me about myself. It was like I just got really chill. Thank you everybody for joining me on the another episode of Melanin Dance. This was not only beneficial to me, my soul, and to whoever's listening who has lost a loved one. I want to dedicate this episode to my cousin JJ, because my cousin JJ is a true beast. I'm upset with him and disappointed because I feel like he's masking the fact that he's still hurting about his mom being gone, that he's afraid to let go of women, and he uses them as tools to manage his mental health. And I used to be that person until I got older and I started talking to these younger women. I'm like, okay, they're clueless. So these men are, I actually take advantage of them, and that's why they don't want to talk to me, because they're like, yo, this guy is Satan. So yeah, shout out to my man 50, the bounce on Onyx. What's up, Porsche? Just drove by. It's a red, I want to say Cayman or Panorama, like Burgundy. Shout out to Moses over at Onyx, the valet driver. Shout out to my man that was sitting in the corner, can't remember his name. Shout out to two beautiful queens that I've seen together. And that's the next thing. I'm not into watching. I'm into love. I'm into two people just being over top of each other. In harmony. Because that's what the universe wanted us to be, live in harmony. Not to live for one man all for man all and shit. That's what the conqueror is doing. So you're just being a conqueror. You want to conquer somebody's everything. Who's that benefiting? You or them? Now, here's my last tidbit of advice for everyone. Stop saying that someone's crazy. Stop saying that someone has bipolar disorder. Stop saying someone is whatever they got, schizophrenic. Because trust me, I've been, last year was the worst, not only the worst, I thought my mom dying was the worst. And it still is, it hurts. But this I'm not sad, I'm not like crying about, I'm just more disappointed in myself, because it's like, I shouldn't have done anything I've done in that time frame. But also, I'm disappointed in the things I said to my wife and my baby. Being all in her girlfriend's face, not my wife's girlfriend, but her girlfriend's that was staying with her. I called her girlfriend Sarah and said, I'm just kidding. So it's like, what do you do now? Because to me, that person looks like a narcissistic person. Now, the thing is, people don't realize that narcissism is actually a mental disorder. Shout out to Onyx, yo. Wait, this podcast is not a strip club?
Bruh. Not, I'm walking 5 miles. Oh, I just really just want to go strip club. See which way we're going. Actually, I could have just literally just used the GPS. R. Let's see. Alright, so. Let me see if it stays on. This will be hot if it stays on until I get there. You really gotta put your have nothing in your pockets, yo. But yo, just carry fucking, you just carry a book bag. I'm gonna give me like a little satchel pretty soon. Hopefully, I can find an anime one. All right, so we'll walk through, see what we can find in life. Boom. So hopefully this shit's recording. I know I got some stuff, and that's cool. I gotta talk anyway. So that I was on the phone. I was trying to see if it was working, but that's my man T. He is one of the third bulls I know since I've been here. He'll be on no function. So now all I'm doing is I'm just walking around. At this point, if I can't get a trick on this level, hey, maybe I might be a girl. Who knew? It's 2 in the morning. I mean, I mean, you did get fucked. I'm not me. Anywho, so.
I mean, it's a podcast.
Fucking Joe Rogan has the grand reasons of the KKK. Y'all know who they are? Because you know. So, oh, that was before. And then they'd be like, oh, it's racism. So, racism is from start, or is it in the past? Or that, like, double standard. So, people don't realize, like, double standards are the contradiction. The contradiction is that they trick you to believe that it's, like, okay to argue about something that's the same thing. You're upset about it. But now you're upset about it one day, but then you are like, yeah, it's okay. Just go. And then when you get called, you're going to blame the person. So you did this, you did this, so I'm just paying back. Ooh, bet. I'm on that side.
Bob, right, cool. Regular karma. I'm gonna get something to eat. I close at 5 a.m. Let's say.
So right now what I'm doing is I'm just trying to get to play with these people. Shit, I'd be child not having glasses on, man. Yeah, it's a nice little walk. So what should we talk about now, guys? Oh yes, double standards. I'm just really trying to do a lot. Thank God for my medicine, because I figured it out. Dude, I take fucking more, like a whole decade. Your God's good, man. Karma right next door. So if legends don't work, three strikes, you're out. And the old ball game. Yo, if I don't win some type of, I might not even post this, you know, I might just put this on my Patreon. Yes, I'm gonna start my Patreon. Bet. First Patreon, let's see who becomes a fucking subscriber. Maybe even Lupe. Shout out to Lupe Fiasco. Shout out to Soundtrack. Shout out to Chi-Town. I wear my Bulls hat not because I'm from Chicago, but because I like the Bulls. I was born in 85. That's how I gotta be chumped. Yo, since I've been here, not only have I been attacked by the enemy so hard because I'm on a whole nother fucking level, that has infected people in my life. That's why I didn't just block everybody, because if you, once you start the toxic, so I've been trying to school the young cats, but you know, they're too young. That's why I get my kids prepared. These other niggas, they ain't prepared their kids. I'm like, yo, y'all live through, I went through.
They're like, hey, I'm just gonna give
them a life.
That's great. But what happens when life gets hard again?
You gonna buy that? And it's not about, you know, spoiling your kids. It's just about having consistency.
Now, if I'm looking one way,
and then what happens is that somebody's coming the other way, then what I'm going to do is, what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to do that. I'm like thinking there was a person there going on patrol. I'm saying, oh, hike, that was a fucking cop. Another thing, I stay away from bushes, man, because every time I see a big, tall bush, I just think, like, there's a nigga back here about to rape somebody. They gotta be. Like, why wouldn't you cut them bushes? It really looked like a fake bush, like when you used to drive by, like on Dukes of Hazzard, you used to drive up and boom, boop. Oh, let's see what's on this one. Oh, Bangkok massage. I have a podcast. I'm going to give you my info tomorrow, bro. That's another thing, too. Like, it's cool. All right, I can't get it.
I'm going to go with my destiny. I'm ready to go. All around. if I can. It's like, life is all gone. It is what it is. Hi, black folks. How y'all doing? If y'all listen to podcasts, I got black podcasts. I'm Julian from West Philly. I'll see y'all later. That's the crazy part. It's like, you just gotta talk to people. Niggas just wanna be talked to. They think you crazy, and then they be like, oh shit, I saw that nigga walking. I'm gonna act like I'm crazy, because I got these big ass headphones on, they gonna probably try to call me. And I'm just walking and talking. Hey, my name is Julian, I'm on the dance. And they're like, all right, the two things, let me get the room. Oh my God, what the fuck was that? Dog, it looked like the damn bug, the ant from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That was scary. Let me cross the street because, oh. He's like, yo, y'all in the podcast? That's another thing too. You gotta act like you're new. I'm new. I don't talk like these niggas. Aha. What was the hours? I mean, they open at 11 a.m. I'm about to just go in the morning. Bingo. What time on it? I'm not even gonna go in the morning. I'm gonna go in the morning. I'm going at 7. Club full. Bruh. Well, if I don't make one thing happen before I leave this earth, I couldn't see it. You guys are like, yo, this nigga's so pressed. He's so fucking thirsty. Yo, chicks be like, hey, yo, I've been in situations where I'm like, as a young girl, and the crazy part is I lost my virginity 18. So by like 22, man, that joint probably, it's probably in between Schindler's List and the book that Sullivan said. That's why I'd be like, people be like, no, don't take my phone.
Oh, your phone cracked. What's going to do? Come buy a new phone.
You got insurance? I call back up.
Good.
Google, you got Android? Oh my goodness, they got backup too.
The backup for a backup.
Why you with y'all? With these devices. I just refigured out how to do a conference, and people are like, oh my gosh, you're walking everywhere. You look sick.
Oh, I'm in fucking Houston, cousin said.
First of all, I didn't have to video chat. That's the part. That's the problem that these niggas don't see. I don't have to fucking talk to you. I don't care if I'm going to a mental. Like, you're calling me, and I'm telling you, I'm reiterating what you're saying, and I'm telling, oh, let's see how. Then they try to be like, oh, this nigga's going crazy. So I'm sorry that the universe blessed me to be actually smarter, actually articulate. You see that word? It says articulate. That's how the fuck you talk. Okay? Because the English was not the first language. Linguistics. I don't even know what the first word is. If someone can tell me what the first word is, I'll rub big toe. Boom. I mean, I don't know what you want more than that. Because if I don't fucking know, I mean, all the niggas that I could probably think of that I know, not personally, but in history, I mean, unless there's like a device that could bring them back, like a telephone booth. I mean, who even thinks of putting niggas in a telephone booth with two stoners or something? I want to know, because I knew them niggas. Keanu Reeves. I can always forget the bull name, but he doing big as shit now. He's like, what y'all doing? And the crazy part is, like, I do feel tired, but also I feel like a lot more weight was lifted off of me. Like, I just, like, Plymouth Rock on the nigga. So I think I'm going to do is, when I get to this place, I'm not going to record it. I'm just going to see what's going to happen. And then next time, yeah, I talk to y'all. It's going to be when I hopefully can get something to eat. If not, home is not that far. Now, I have to get live because I need to really start working. Because I can't, I'm tired of my phone. Because remember what we have to put up on, y'all. Like, y'all using technology wrong. It's wrong until now. Y'all depending on people. Like, what y'all have before cell phones? What did you do by the way? Like, what would you have with it? I'm trying to understand the perplexness, the preposterousness of the attachment issues that you have on your technology and your cellular device. The people who complain about radiation, you guys really don't do a good job of protecting yourself from that. You know what I mean? Now, I want y'all to understand this, but I've been like this. I didn't even get to the part where I was restless. I've never, in my 35 years of living, 36, I'm about to be 37. Last year, though, yes, restless. I was out of my mind. But this year, I'm like, yo, I'm kind of angry. Yo, I'm dying to, yo, you need something, you want me, okay? You want me to be cheer a bipolar because it's hopefully giving my disability check? I'm trying to figure out where was there a group that said, hey nigga, okay, cool. So September boom was less than a year ago. Now it's about like what, 3 or 4 months away. So man, hopefully at 1 year, I'll get a certificate of completion and a gold star. And on top of that, I'm gonna get a badge. That's gonna say, fuck everybody that gaslit the shit out of me. And on top of that, because I did all this some magical way, I'm going to be able to go to Pizza Hut and get me a fucking personal pepperoni pizza using my wrist points. Because reading is fundamental. Now, I'm about to try to get in Legends. Wish me luck. Now, if y'all hear me and I'm eating food, I try my best. Onyx tomorrow, definitely. Sincerely yours. H and I C.